So having a structured tool to help us determine a client's risk for suicide can be very helpful. The good news is we have suicide risk assessment tools, guidelines, and interventions that we can use that really work and that help us to save lives. The even better news is that the skills and tools needed to do this are things that you already know to do and are doing, using things like the CSSRS or the CAMS or CALM, which some of you have had training on. These are helpful to provide an organizing framework that can be used to support and enhance the work that you're doing. Tools like these help us identify those at risk so we can intervene and support them.